Hello, and welcome to another in a series of award-winning Financially Fit podcasts brought to you by the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants. Today's podcast is on Is Bankruptcy the Best Option? With us is Ken DeGraw. Mr. DeGraw is a shareholder at Withum Smith & Brown. A member of the NJS CPA Insolvency and Reorganization Interest Group, he is also a certified financial planner and a certified forensic accountant. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
During the economic downturn, I'm sure more and more people are considering taking the drastic step of filing for bankruptcy. But tell me, Ken, when should someone truly pursue this strategy?
That's a great question. And the whole concept behind a bankruptcy is the concept of a fresh start, giving that person an opportunity to start anew and get rid of whatever it is that's holding them back from moving forward. And it really is a drastic step. There's a lot of issues to be considered, not only financially, but you're in a legal environment where you've got creditors opposing you and a lot of other forces that come to bear. So you really need to take that step with eyes open, discussing it with perhaps friends who may have been through the situation or through some of these economic downturns, and definitely with legal counsel and financial advisors who can best guide you step by step through all the various ramifications.
And I would suspect that people should really take a hard look at this step, that it's not something that, you know, I file a couple of papers, I pay a couple of bucks, and, you know, everything is forgiven.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it will stay on your credit report for upwards of 10 years, and it's going to affect your ability to get financing for any number of things going forward. It's going to have long-ranging ramifications to you. It's not something that, as you said, you could file a couple of pieces of paper and suddenly all is right with the world.
What protection does bankruptcy offer, and what protection does it not offer?
Another great question, because a lot of people see bankruptcy as kind of this magic wand that gets waved and suddenly all of their problems are gone, and that's really not the case. Bankruptcy, as I mentioned, offers that fresh start, and the magic of a bankruptcy is something called the automatic stay, which means on the day you file, everything comes to a screeching halt. Any litigation that may be ongoing against you, any creditors that are trying to enforce their claims against you, all stop. That all said, even though that all comes to a screeching halt, in the short term, certain claims will not hold up in a bankruptcy setting. And there's a number of them. Certain taxes don't go away. Student loans don't go away. Domestic support issues, property settlements, fines, penalties, criminal restitution issues, certain debts don't go away. In addition, if there's any fraud or fiduciary issues involved, none of that's going to go away in a bankruptcy setting. So I kind of get back to what I said before in terms of getting that good financial advice with either an accountant and or an attorney who can properly assess your specific situation and give you that best information.
Now, we've all heard of Chapter 7 and Chapter 11 and so on. Can you give us a kind of a brief education on what those chapters mean and what might apply to the average person?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, a lot of confusion, particularly with the 2005 Act. The bankruptcy world is broken down to a number of chapters. All of them are odd numbers, but for one. Chapters 1, 3, and 5 are the rules related to bankruptcy. Then there's Chapter 7, which is the most common chapter under which individuals file, and businesses can also file under Chapter 7, and that's a liquidation. Essentially, you're turning over your assets, to the extent there are any, to a trustee. That trustee is then going to liquidate those assets and pay over whatever cash that may be raised to your creditors. Chapter 13 is the next one that is most commonly done by individuals, and it's meant for an individual who has a stream of income to be able to craft a plan with their creditors and blessed by the court to get their creditors paid in whole or in part over a period of time, typically 3 to 5 years.
Now, how does someone get the ball rolling as far as wanting to file, and what's the cost? What does the process cost, if anything?
The easy question is, what's the fee? And there's a filing fee with the federal bankruptcy court, which can range from a couple hundred dollars up to just over $1,000. If someone is going through a reorganization, either a Chapter 11 or a Chapter 13, the costs start ramping up from there, because at that point you're dealing with additional legal fees, perhaps professionals in terms of accountants, appraisers. There are other costs that are ancillary to the process that get involved. In a Chapter 7 environment, which is where most of the individuals are filing these days, but for perhaps your legal fees up front to speak with an attorney and work with them to file the petition and the Statement of Financial Affairs, there's really no other added costs associated with that. In terms of filing, there's a petition that gets filed with the bankruptcy court, typically prepared in connection with a bankruptcy attorney. Attached to that is something called a Statement of Financial Affairs that I mentioned before, and that's meant to kind of give the trustee who's going to be taking over your assets some broad brush views of what's gone on in your financial life in the last 90 to 365 days.
Is this something that you would definitely need an attorney to file, or is it something that you could do on your own if you wanted to?
You technically do not need an attorney to file for bankruptcy. And the New Jersey bankruptcy courts do have sections of their website dedicated to individuals who have decided to file pro se or do it on their own. It's not something I would recommend, and it's certainly the court system also highly recommends that you do speak with an attorney and obviously other financial advisors as well. There are a lot of nuances. You're playing in bankruptcy is a federal law, although certain state laws do come into play. It's not something to be taken lightly, and there's
sure.
a lot of nuances here that an attorney and an accountant can certainly walk you through and make sure you're making the right decisions.
Now, what do our listeners need to know about the post-bankruptcy period? What are your obligations? What are your constraints and so on?
Let's speak about Chapter 7. The bankruptcy is behind you. The issues that an individual faces is really now not repeating the mistakes or the reentering the problems that occurred that created the bankruptcy in the first place. If it was credit card debt, if it was medical issues, perhaps a divorce, all driving factors in bankruptcy filings. What I would encourage my clients to do is take a fresh look at what caused the problems, get some good financial education, and try not to repeat the missteps of what generated the problem in the first place.
Sure. Now, just to clarify, let's say, for example, you had a very large credit card debt and you go into bankruptcy. Does that credit card debt go away, or is it just delayed until after bankruptcy?
In a Chapter 7 environment, in most cases, it will go away. Under the new Bankruptcy Act, if you've run up certain charges for luxury items in the period leading up to the bankruptcy, those charges will not go away. But generally, in broad strokes, generally speaking, that credit card debt will be erased. There are some tax ramifications to that, where the forgiveness of debt is taxable income. And there are some exceptions, but that's something that can sneak up on you that may not be anticipated.
Now, what, if anything, can people do, aside from the obvious, but what proactive steps can people take to avoid going into bankruptcy? What would you impart to them as far as avoiding that drastic step?
So much of it is case specific. For instance, there's a lot of times we'll see divorce situations triggering a bankruptcy, or heavy medical bills triggering a bankruptcy. I really encourage people to be realistic with their financial situation. If they see the clouds gathering on the horizon, there are proactive steps that can be taken. Generally, when I get the phone call, I've encouraged my clients to speak with bankruptcy counsel or myself as a financial planner to understand their options. Having that consultation with a professional doesn't mean you're going to file for bankruptcy, but it may provide you with some insight and options that you can do short of bankruptcy that maybe helps you from taking that drastic step. Dealing with your credit card company, speaking with lenders, trying to negotiate obligations. All those are things that can be done in connection with professionals to hopefully lessen that debt burden and avoid the ultimate filing.
Okay. Well, Ken, thanks for this great information.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Financially Fit podcast. To learn more about other financial issues, please visit the NJS CPA's consumer website at www.moneymattersnj.com. That's www.moneymattersnj.com. Money, money, money.